Well, see, I have a number of options that I could have. I'm trying to remember what the schedule is. I don't think it affects mine that much because of where it sits.
What did you talk about?
Either, I can take either PLD or ESD.
Okay, well, this is new exercise 30. We did the first three, I think. I think we left off number five there on part A. Tony did that one. So, go here. I don't remember if we did seven or not. I don't think my markers played very accurately. Does anybody remember?
I was happy.
Okay. So number seven.
Brave man.
That's a brave man.
Yeah. Huh?
Can you remember?
Yeah. Got you. Yeah.
The thing that surprised you is that most of a lot of them have something missing. This one doesn't. In Yarash.
Okay.
The inherit.
Okay.
That was the rock.
You will inherit the plant.
Yes, you will inherit the plant. Good. You matched him for a one. This is the plant. Gave him a nine, Harry. Shavu,
Eve, Beit Chem.
Mm-hmm. So Beit Chem. Okay.
Dwell in the plant. Dwelling in your house.
Yes, dwell in your house. Right. Dwell in your house. Okay, it's an imperative masculine plural form. Dwell in your house. Number 11, John. Slipping that verb, is
it? I'm trying to read that.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Tu Mehair.
Something that looks like it's too short and it's got a suffix on it, and it's probably an imperative.
You, plural, go out from the city.
Right. You, plural, go out from the city. Go from the city. In other words, get out of town. Write that down.
Whatever.
Don't
Ryan.
Yeah, right. So, right. Okay, part B, this one goes the other direction. Number one, go forth today. See, Doug, you're up next.
Go forth today.
Yeah. Yeah. Talking to his masculine singular, yeah.
Okay. Today.
Mm-hmm. Hayom, yeah. Say Hayom. Say Hayom. Sari and Sari with Sari and Allah. Okay. Sadi with Sari, Sadi with Sari and Allah. And you could have had Kayom, I think they gave you this possibility
right.
Today too. Hayom or Kayom. Okay, number three, she will bear a son. That's him.
Cheshav Bain.
Okay, it's
Teiwei Bain
from Yelad, from Yalad, and the Teiwei is Teiwei for second person feminine singular. Okay, number five, he will fashion a new vessel. Join. This one was listed separately, I think. Well, yeah, it's down there on page 139. It's one of the ones that gets doubling.
Oh.
Yatsar.
Where do I take it?
Yatsar is the verb you want.
Yeah, I got the verb. I'm playing with the pieces.
All right.
The three verbs are Yatsar, Harash, and Khalid. Mm-hmm. But now the question is where and how. So I guess it'd be...
You get the right combination, you just want to have the right permutation.
Yeah.
You got they though. You just need he. He will fashion.
He, and not lose.
Yeah, you don't need to lose.
Yeah,
okay. No, I just need Yitzor. Yitzor. That's the dictionary form, basically, or the first one in paradox. Yitzor, the one they have here.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, the other part would be Kali Hadash.
Uh-huh. Kali Hadash, right. Yitzor Kali Hadash.
What's that verb?
The verb? The verb was originally Yatsar. Yeah, Yatsar. And then the imperfect, this is one that gets a doubling on the Sadi. So it's Yitzor for the imperfect third person masculine singular. Yitzor Kili Kadai. If it was walking second, it would be Yitzor. Okay, number seven. And as he went forth, Daniel?
Why he could say so,
he could have it with a base. And it came to pass in the 24th. I suppose you could do it with a perfect verb in ka'asher, too. You could have why he ka'asher yasa, if you wanted to cheat.
Yeah.
Easy one. Yeah. And it came to pass as he went forth. So that could be done too as an option. So, the first one's harder, so that's what you should have chosen for.
I thought that's the one you wanted. Like, if you test, I would have the baby.
Yeah, right. Okay, number nine, let us go down to the Negev. Bill. Okay, Nevada, El Negev, or Negvah, if you have used that complicated form. Good, that's the correlative form, so that's one that probably be the best. You could probably get by with just Ne there, just the normal first person formal form, but Nevada's there. Most often it's Nevada, things like that. But, or, All right. And number 11, let us sit down and eat. Right.
Nishevet. Nicole.
Okay.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Yeah, you need a wood. And this one's got, well, it'd be no call. No call. Or if you want to put the coordinate form, it would be no salat. Let us sit down and let us eat. Good, good idea. Now, several things you could do here though. If you wanted to make it definitely sequential, then you can start a sequence with this thing and continue it. Let me just double check this. Try to give you all the options that are possible here. Thing you want is either neither or neshev or neshiva. If you put the kamase on for whatever it is, would no kal or no kala.
Can you put both as coordinate?
Yes, right. You can put both as coordinate, or you can start the first one. Well, the first one, if you start with coordinate and then go to a just an imperfect. It might get the idea. Let us sit down so that we can eat. But that might be what you're saying anyway. Remember that series where you start off with a imperative, just for a coordinate, and then continue with imperfect. And actually, the coordinate would do the same thing anyway. So you kind of have a series here, whether you like it or not. Yeah, because you don't have the converted form of the conjunction here anyway. So. Usually let us sit down so that we can eat, or let us sit down and eat. I think that's partly comes from the idea is when you say let us, you're telling somebody to do something, and you're, mm-hmm. and you're going to do one thing so they can do the other. It's almost always going to be safe. And I suppose that, just context is going to tell you whether they're really, whether you've got a compound. In other words, formally, there's no distinction between the compound form of the verb, string a couple verbs together, let us do all these things, and the idea of let us do one or the other, we might do the other. So I think you're going to have to rely on context there. Everybody saw an example quite like that. Yes?
I just wondered whether the series in A imperative or the series in B imperative is perfect. Doesn't necessarily apply to coordinates.
Oh, yes, that's the thing I was wondering about.
The sequence is involved in, he says, in meeting these three forms, single paradigm, and then he says the sequences involved in one are usually similar to or the same as the sequences involving the others. That relates to kind of vague whether.
Yeah, it kind of leaves it in the. Let's see, I did put down here a possibility of a sequential form with using a call move, and continuing with perfect. But looking at it now, I'm not so sure. There's nothing really that states. On part C, he kind of puts them all together, imperative, just imperative, plus imperfect, imperative. But on B, he just has imperative plus perfect. And not just it plus perfect, or imperative plus perfect. So that might raise the question of whether actually you ever see that. Just have imperative plus perfect for sequential. And you might expect it to be a classical to the others, but there's no statement of that right here. I may have to check that in some other books and see if it actually states, that he would use it that way. I did write that down here, maybe I was just thinking it. Oh, yes, right.
It's like, because if it's similar to it, then the imperative plus imperative doesn't necessarily mean consequence.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't necessarily mean, it usually has a special translation value so that, but it may not. It may just be a compound, like we got here, sit down and eat. In other words, not necessarily sit down so that you can eat, but maybe just sit down and eat, do those two things. And if that's the case, then it looks like you have to judge by context to make the distinction there.
Hebrew doesn't use compound verbs like we do, or do they?
Well, they do. They do, but it's just that in doing that, they may also, you see, in this particular instance, the forms of a compound verb is just adding the w on there, you know, and using the same tense that you used it before. You're not converting it into another. You know, if you do the conversion thing, then you're getting curious. But if you're just using compound verb, a couple of actions being performed, then you just join with the normal form of the w. But in this unfortunate instance here is that if you start with a comparative, there is a series of comparative plus comparative where you get the first one means do this so that, let us do this so that we may do this. And that wouldn't be formally any different than having let us do this and let us do this.
And if you wanted to avoid any constitution at all, then you would just turn it into the perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So that it wasn't coercive. And yeah. Then it would be completely
right.
Ambiguous.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Right.
That's probably what they usually do.
Yeah. Now, see, that's the thing. Because it did say, let us sit down. See, if you put it just in the imperfect and had no coordinated form at all, then it could either mean let us, it could be coordinated anyway, or it could be, we will sit down and eat. And that would just be making a kind of a prediction of what you're going to do. We will do this. Okay. Part C, number one. Who's up next? Eric? Speed it.
Hello. Ishan, Shomer, Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not watching Israel please.
Okay, and make that Shomer a substantive. You know, in other words, a person who does that, then it would be better.
Let's not watching Israel.
Right. Yeah, it could be that. This one's ambiguous. It can either be, sleep not, O keeper of Israel, or watcher of Israel. As an exhortation, and then you'd have to use a vocative there, O sleeper of Israel. Or it would be the keeper of Israel will not sleep. See, the trouble is that you can have the negative of the imperative is the negative plus the imperfect. And so it could be a negative command, sleep not, O keeper of Israel. Or it could be just a statement that you prevent will not sleep.
So we have a participle in kind of in construct.
Right.
Israel.
Uh-huh. Right. Exactly. It's a participle.
Never seen this before.
I think he was talking about that. When we heard somewhere.
Oh yeah, there was a mention.
Like,
of it. Yeah, you could think of it as
mm-hmm. difference between Shomer in contact with Israel and Shomer as Israel.
Oh yes, that was probably it, right.
That's
not
very
much. We did talk about it. There's no S. And Israel is a proper name, so you would expect an S. So it should be in contact with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's not very many words for the accent.
Mm-hmm. Usually our construct phrase comes before all the kind of reverse the usual order.
Well, no, it doesn't really, because the construct is only a construct in relation to Israel, keeper of Israel, see, watcher of Israel. So that's the way to look at it, watcher of Israel. Don't sleep, watcher of Israel. Or it could be the watcher of Israel will not sleep. And you'd still be the watcher of Israel, because it's in contrast with a definite noun.
It's just like
well, yes. If you had an S in there, then it would be watched. Then it would be something like a watcher, one watching Israel or something. Then you'd be looking at it more as an infinitive construct, perhaps. But this is not an infinitive construct. It's a pattern. See, that would be Shomer, something like that. So the Shomer, the vowel pattern itself tells you that it's a participle. That's that first vowel pattern. We had long ago. For some way, we saw a verb. We had this pattern.
That's O-A. He shall not sleep. Because in English, shall has a.
Oh, that's fine.
And it's kind of ambiguous, but it's also got that feeling of
mm-hmm.
ordering. So
it's more of a feeling than anything else, because there isn't any difference in Hebrew. Okay. But remember, Shomer, but it's functioning like a substantive. Yeah. It's a participle. Kind of one of those things that's in the middle between an adjective and a verb, and then of course being an adjective is a substantive function.
They have a vocative.
They don't have a vocative form per se. But they'll do the vocative by just using the article on the thing you're talking about. And, of course, or the article are equivalent. In other words, making it definite. In this case, when you have a proper name, you don't even need an article on it. You just, you know, you have to kind of feel it from context.
So it would be proper. Right.
So it could be a negative command, or it could be just a statement. And your context would have to decide that for you. Number three.
Wahaya Likro Ha'am Elai Wa'ani Di Okam. And it was in the, and it is in the people's calling to me, and I will answer them. Or when the people call to me, I will answer them.
When the people call to me, I will answer them. Yeah. And it will be, and it will be in their calling, in the calling to me of the people. You know, I want to do this, something like that.
It will. Okay. That
and I will answer them.
In the future. I use
that's fine. But see, with Hayah, you're continuing. There's a three. You've got an ambiguity here. Could be present, have a progressive, have a repeating nature, or could be future. More often than not, it's probably in the future. You have to have more context. Usually, to satisfy it. But simply put, and when the people call me, I want to do it. Okay, number five, back to Doug. It's a very interesting term.
Very far from this place is the valley that they are walking into.
Okay, pretty close. Very far from this place is the valley to which you are walking. There's a problem there. Yeah. Because Atem is you. It's Holachim, what is that? What kind of a word is that?
The participle.
Yes, the participle. Plural form of participle.
Plural
participle that you never know. So that you don't forget that you had other things. You might get all of a sudden missed it.
What's Shema?
Thither. To which you're walking. There's the valley. You kind of get this. Yeah, there's almost a resumptiveness to this thing. It's very far from this place is the valley which you are walking thither. You know, and we don't say it that way. So we say to which or toward which you're walking. It's just that our English is getting awkward here. Mm-hmm. Remember? Yeah. It's kind of the valley which you are walking toward is. You know, remember that resumptive pronoun? That's the same one you had, I'll share. Okay. Number seven. Jim?
Vayishal Ha'ish Vayomar Me Asiti Ki Chitna Oti.
Okay.
And the man inquired and said, what have I done that you hate me? Or what have I done to cause you to hate me?
Yes, right. What have I done that you should hate me, maybe? You almost put in a subjunctive. What have I done that you hate me? You know, what have I done that's resulted in you hating me? Okay, so what have I done that you should hate me? Might be the best way to go.
Now, with this, the form for Sisi there, I derived it contextually.
Directly contextual. Okay.
Well, I mean, it had to come from Asaf, but what exactly is going on here? I wasn't able to quite locate.
Well,
you know where the endings are coming from. And
yeah, you know why? It's a regular round the mill perfect form. What have I done? If you go back, there's the three hey verb. Okay. And remember the three A's in the perfect, you know, like funny, right, and so forth.
Right.
It might be worthwhile to take a look at the title. I don't remember what chapter it was. It covered three A's in the perfect.
Mm-hmm.
He spun off the final verb, I believe. It's a common bar in
Yeah.
Okay. So look at your first person form there. It's by Matthew. This is
okay.
The
Matthew
thing.
Okay.
It's tricky, though, because you get me here, you know, the here, feeling that for, you know, one of these infinite constructs or something like that. So, he's doing this by design.
Sure.
Yes.
Could this one of those cases where it's meant to put the perfect into the present tense on hand that you're doing?
Well, I don't know if it's usually it's with verbs of state of being and that type of thing. A verb of action, I guess, is probably not likely. He's usually asking, what have I done? What have I already done, you know, that you should hate me? Not what am I doing right now that you hate me, but what have I done? What did I do to hurt you, you know? And I wanted to point out one more thing in this. Notice the poem from Wayomar. Why isn't it Wayomar? Yeah. Right. Exactly. The direct quotation follows the needy, but there's no word breaking this up to the other. Otherwise, normally you find if it's the beginning of the clause and it's, you know, Wayomar, etc., etc., you see Wayomar, but Wayomar is usually normal when it's the last word of the clause and it immediately introduces the statement. Okay. Number nine. Is next here? I mean, Tony.
Kiraz, Paul, Ahikal, Wa, Shama, F, Ibre, Hanavi.
Okay, it's Ushma there. You rightly ascertained that it was the conjunction. That's probably what happened, but it's Ushma.
Yeah,
right, okay. Just shifted the Shema over one notch as well. Okay.
Okay. Approach to the temple and hear the words of the prophet.
Yes, approach to the temple and hear the words of the prophet. Good. Right. Draw near or approach to the temple and hear the words of the prophet. Okay, we just have two non-consecutive commands there. Okay, number 11, Daniel.
Lo tikrak tara'a shabetaha tinatan yaveh Malachau, Lishmur, Orzacha, Ve'et Kol, Sirachaycha. The context is just this. I have the evil woman won't draw near to your house because Yahweh gave his angel to keep you and all your ways.
Okay, good. The only problem is that with context is thinking of an evil woman doing this.
Yeah.
But actually, just the evil, and it's probably, you know, sometimes they'll use it's the evil thing. And the thing that's evil might, you know, might be referring to a calamity or something that oftentimes is now their feminine. So kind of think of it as the evil thing, although it, you know, looks like it could be evil woman also, but since it's not likely in the context, in the context there's probably the evil, the calamity or something like that. Page 15, I've got down here. There's a note on that. Okay, yeah. If you look at the top of page 15 in your textbook, that both the masculine and singular, masculine and feminine singular forms of some adjectives may be used as abstract nouns. So that which is, as you know, referring to that which is, such as habra for the masculine and habra'ah, can both be evil wickedness. So it is just put and be ambiguous, but I opted for that because I think it was so much evil in the question. You're talking about, you know, if you were in Proverbs and talking about the man, you know, in Proverbs to avoid the harlot, so forth, then maybe it would fit there, but not from the shelf where. Number 13. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
high, to the evil one, or toward the evil one. It wouldn't fit so much there, because in order to do that, you'd have to have a preposition L or L or something in front of Hara'a. And or an S maybe or something. It's definite, so you've got to have something indicating that.
What you may be thinking of is, don't let the evil drug you through your house.
I was thinking of the direct figure.
Oh, I see. That's what you said. Okay. Evil word. That's the kind of idea you're getting there. Yeah. Okay, say again what you had. Okay, can be taken into practice. Because if it can, then you could see the low tier, tikrah, that could easily be an imperative. You know, a negative imperative. That's definitely, you're right about that. It's just whether the rest of it fits or not. So if you're kind of going by context and so forth,
Is that a directive action?
Well, that's the problem, the evil word. Well, it's not so much an action. What you'd have to do is make the evil a substantive and then have a common say on it. And I think your accent on those normally shifts. So it would be hara'ah or something like that. You'd probably have to shift in the accent in order to do that. Not every word that does this anyway, so the fact that that's not normally used to mitigate against the fish, but that's really where the whole problem lies. Because there isn't ambiguity about that first low kick rod.
Could you also just say, evil will not draw near your house?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, evil will not approach your house or draw near your house. It does have the article on, so you probably want to say the evil or there's an evil. Okay, number 13,
what does that actually mean? It's not to do with that here. The tariff gives Rahu Yoshu Beha on Midbara. They captured the city before their dwelling ones could flee to the wilderness.
Okay. Now, they captured the city before its dwelling ones or inhabitants, dwellers, had fled to the wilderness or could flee to the wilderness. You kind of get the, you have to go by the context here. You see over here in the vocab, usually followed by an imperfect article of the tense in English, so you have an imperfect. So, but Jerem, before he had laid down, or him not yet having laid down, it'd probably be, the could there expresses something a little bit different. You probably would see Yakal, the former Yakal there, if you wanted to get that across, before they were able to or something, and then use an infinitive. If you had some form of Yakal and then the infinitive form is complete. So I think it'd be better to say they captured the city before it had a set place to lower them. Okay. Even though it's imperfect, you can translate it as perfect. And it's almost got this kind of, rejecting your type of idea again. Any other questions on that one? Number one, yes, John, do you have one?
That Yosh Beha, you left the inhabitants.
You got the dwellers, let's see. The dwellers of before its dwellers, it's referring to the city. So, what you've got is a plural suffix. It's Yoshavim, is what you started with. The participle form from Yashav to dwell. So, Yoshavim. Now, if you wanted to say its dwellers, referring to her, so it's literally saying her dwellers, because referring back to cities. Okay. So, you're going to lop off the im, you're going to put on that suffix for, eha suffix for her. That's what it ends up. Yoshi Beha.
Because it's
his parsnip,
like,
you'd be
surprised.
Yeah, you haven't really seen him lately, so he's been doing a lot with him here. get another one in the section. Number one under part D. Save time, I think I'll just read these and spare you a little bit of agony, maybe. Okay, number one, who is the husband of that beautiful woman standing near the gate? Okay, Mi Ish Hayafa Ha Omedet. I just put Hayafa for beautiful woman. You could have had Ha'isha Hayafa if you wanted to. Okay. Or Ha'hi, yeah, Ha'hi. A beautiful woman, let's see. Yes. I've got a Ha'i optional in there. Yes, for that, right. So that's the beautiful woman, that one. So, Mi Ish Hayafa Ha'i, or Ha'isha Hayafa Ha'i, Ha'i, excuse me, you want the Ha'i in there because of the that. And then Omedet, Ha'omedet, excuse me, you've got another adjective, you've got quite a string on this thing of articles. So Ha'i, Ha'omedet, Eto Ashaar. Ashaar.
You don't have a share.
No, because with a participle you don't need a share. See, the beautiful woman standing, who is standing, that's done by using the article on the participle. If you don't have the article on the participle, then you get more of a circumstantial type of idea. While standing at the gate or something like that.
Did you have an F there on gate?
Let's see. No, it's Eitzel. It's just near the gate. Oh. So she's not standing the gate. She's standing near the gate. Eitzel. That wasn't for standing, though, was it? That was just approaching. Oh, being near. To draw near. Okay. To be near. I see what you said. Yeah. The woman being near the gate. I see. Okay, in that case, you might have probably not. Might have been, but standing near the gate. Yeah, see, but the trouble is the standing there. If he just says, "Who's the husband of a beautiful woman near the gate?" then you probably go with something like this. But and even there, it would probably still be hateful. See, with this, to be near is. That's a good question. I wonder if you really want something like that. I don't see how this one would fit very, very well.
You for standing here, the very cut off.
Yeah, the trouble is, but it doesn't necessarily mean standing here. It's being here.
Yeah.
And that's the reason that I went with the Omedet. I think it's still going to have to be Omedet if you want to get standing.
Where did near my, well, I see. It could either modify woman or man or standing, however you want to take it.
Yes,
could be the one
that dedicate, or the person standing. Mm-hmm.
Could be an
adverb,
or that's why
you're standing. Well, yes, but you don't need an usher as long as you've got a participle, because that's already something, that would kind of redundant. They mentioned back there that it's only usher as long as you're using for other things that participle.
Okay,
oh, yeah. Well, I think it's okay with adjectives. When you get a participle that has adjuncts on it, that results in complications. And I think you've got a good point. The problem is, you're following your adjectives, and you have not he. I don't think they would wait and put ha'i at the end of the whole thing. Good question. I think that only applies just to an adjective, not to a participial phrase. The participial phrase is just to be one thing. So they have to put ha'i before there. So it would be okay for it, and I suppose too that if you only had a participle and didn't have an adjunct to it, and phrases following it, then you might not, but you don't want to break up that participle and adjunct, put a key in there. Sometimes you kind of know things by feeling it. Question?
Okay, on all these adjectives, is there something that's in construct here?
Not in this particular sentence, no. It's just Husband of, that's right. Who is the husband of that woman? That's in construct. Ish is in construct, but it doesn't change its form. So me ish ha yafa, or me ish ha isha ha yafa ha I.
Okay, so we have all of the articles in the construct.
Right, we have articles and everything, but on the construct itself, ish doesn't have the article because it's the thing in construct. But if you have ha isha, then you'll have the article on that. Or and then all the adjectives associated with it. Or if you just put hayatma to represent beautiful woman, make it a substantive, you have the article on that. So mi ish hayatma ha'hi ha'omedet eto ha'sha'ar.
Is that your spelling?
On which? On the omedet? Mm-hmm. Okay, that would be, you'll have the article on it, hey with commas because of the ayin. And then ayin with colon, mem with shawash, with segol, excuse me. Dalit with Sigol and Tau. Omega. That's the feminine form of a three the feminine form of the participle for this group. This one go both ways. Some of them go both ways. Some of them only go one. I guess we have to look it up again. It's a terrible. Some of them, you know, they had two forms for them, and some of them just only had one. For some classes, may go for all of them. I don't know if we really were how far back that was. Okay. So we have it. The top there. Okay. No dependent form is absent in the first time. Okay, the form Yoshiva is also found less frequently. So I guess it would have to be considered a possibility, just less frequent. Yeah. So you would have in that case then. Omada. You could have Omada instead of Omada. Any other questions?
The way the construct is doing it.
The infinitive construct? Don't think so, no, because you see, you have to have. The standing has got to be attributed to woman, the woman standing. I'm trying to rack my brain to find a way to get this karab in here, but I don't think it's going to work. If you wanted to say the woman being near the... Once you go to infinitive, you're really focusing on that infinitive itself, not on the thing it's modifying anymore. Gets you to a different realm. I just don't think it's fit. Okay, number three, the owner of the field came and told us to go to our houses, go to our own houses. Okay, owner of the field, we're going to use Baal for this. So, Baal Hasadeh. So, the Lord of the field came, the owner of the field. And now we're going to convert to a converted perfect here, Wayomer. And of course, we've got that retracted stress because it's not in that final position. So, Ba'al Hasadeh, Wayomer, and told us not to go to our own houses. Wayomer, Eleinu, Levilti, let's see. No, excuse me. We don't have Levilti here. Eleinu, I'm reading this wrong. Lektenu, or. You could just have you could just forget the alien altogether. He said, let's see. Oh, I see. Now I see what I was doing. He said unto us, okay, told us to go. Okay, I think you probably, is that like Lainu? Okay, I think I know what I'm doing here. I've got to decipher this from years past here. All the little notes they put on here. Neither have, he told us to go. You can use the infinitive construct with the suffix on it. Or you can just use Eleinu as the subject and then Lektenu. It's from Halak, and it's functioning like a one yod because it loses the hey in the front. So, Wayomer Eleinu, that's probably the best to do, is Eleinu, he said to us, Tenu El Beithenu. So told us to go to our houses. Get it in literal English is the thing here. Told us I really can't do anything else. You have to have an infinitive here. Told us to go. So my question is whether I need the subject on the infinitive or not here. Let's see. Whether you just told us to go and just use like that or something, you know, just use the infinitive construct without the subject on it.
If you never gave it an example.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't think we've got an example of this particular thing. I'm trying to remember.
Maybe it's just...
Did she find you? Did she
find
you?
Told to us. Well, that's still not going to be... Whether you use Lanu or Elenu, doesn't going to change what you do with that infinitive construct. See, the two go is coming from the infinitive idea. It's not coming from, you know, allow it or something like that.
Can I tell you what I did?
Yeah, go ahead. Take suggestion.
It works out better, but it's not quite exactly right. Where he has told, I used the word no vocabulary for ask in the imperfect.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that I put Othanu, Leka, and then El.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you still did the same thing. We used to you put Leka there. You still did, you know, and then you had Othanu, you had a form there. This wouldn't be fundamentally any different. Where you omar Elenu, then you could still use Leka. I think, in looking at this, it looks like but see, it's almost he's telling us to go to our houses. He's telling us to, you know, about our going to our houses. That's why I'm wondering about this suffix, whether the suffix should be put on here or not. It's really poor that we haven't had some good examples of this. Okay. This could be quite idiomatic. I'm not sure where it goes, and I'm not certain right now which way it goes. I may have to do some checking on this.
Sure.
Yeah, I have the suffix on. Oh, on the houses. Yeah, that definitely is a suffix. They named it. There's no question about that. The only question is on this infinitive construct form, whether we have the suffix on it or not, indicating the suffix. And I think I've got the suffix on here, and I'm pretty sure that's right. Just because, go back to the first chapter we had on infinitive construct. When you put the suffix on it, you know, it's his killing, our killing. See, and this would be our going to our houses. And he's telling us our going to our houses, you know. And I think that, because otherwise you don't have a subject stated for the infinitive. The Elenu wouldn't be so much the subject of the infinitive because it's the object of the prepositional verb, you know, a prepositional, you know, he's telling to us. And so I think you have to separate it there and then. Lactanium. I'm pretty sure that's right. It's just the trouble is in putting this in English. How do we do this in English? I mean, it doesn't, the to go doesn't have our to go. I suppose you almost have, he's telling us our to go to our house, you know. He's informing us that it is necessary for us to go to our house. And so you might, I'm trying to word it away in English so this makes sense. Maybe if you see, he's informing us of our of the necessity of our going to our houses. That might be the way to do it. Then you get our going to our houses, and you get letenu. I think so, yeah. It's quite redundant here. But I'm almost certain this is correct, just because of the way it's used there. We just haven't seen any examples where we had put all the stuff together in one place like this. So, if you saw this, you'd probably wrestle with it for a while before you figured out what it was saying. But I think it's that the Lord of the owner of the field came and told us, informed us of the necessity of our going to our houses. If you want to put it in English that way so we can get the hour going to our houses, then it'll work. Yes. Well, let's see. He came and told us. I think it's just a matter of the verb amar, what it uses. You see, the otanu would be more the words that are said. We want to say he told to us. We don't want to say he told. You see, in English, we say he told us. So us isn't really the direct object. Maybe this verb could be considered a double, taking a double accusative or something in Greek. But you tell them you have an object of the person you tell, and an object of the thing you're telling them. And I think in Hebrew for the thing you're telling them. So in other words, if you use Otano, it's almost like he told us to somebody else. In other words, if you were a bunch of words, and you could say, poetically or something, say, he told us to the prophet or something, he told us to the people, and we're the words, I think that's more the sense of Otano. But to tell to us, I think you need I don't know if they gave you it with Amar, and they gave you the verb. That was one of those one alas. Said anything about it, maybe it just assumed you'd understand that. Getting a lot of these fine points. I'm trying to go through this quickly, we're always running into this name. Okay. I think Amar was already in the vocabulary long before. Perfect, so we don't have it rewritten in the vocabulary again. I wouldn't have any idea there. Maybe it's better to come back. In other words, unless if they don't say anything, I'll just have to assume the book by the announced in English. And in that case, it's really more attention to us. Either L or L. Sure, it has to be something either L or L, because otherwise you're saying words, otherwise we're the things that are being said, not the things that are being said to.
That's down on vocabulary 11 there, there's the conjunction, the more, which is just one of the verbs.
Right.
I'm going to use the really good one.
Yeah, but that's not on the thing following, that's on it itself.
Okay. That's true.
And that's a little different situation. Okay.
But I wonder if in this sense it would make the next tenu that would be the direct object of the speaking by Yoga.
Yes, he said.
Would it have to take an S then?
I don't think he's saying us to go. That's a real good question. We're going to have to work on this.
Maybe we should find some examples, either in the grammar or in the text or something.
Yeah, it just doesn't look like he's got any good examples that I've run into so far. So this is... You've got a peculiarity with this particular verb. This verb to tell something to do somebody. It's kind of a funny thing here. Let me put a question mark here, and I'll just have to see if I can dig into this and find a time to do some research on this. Anybody else got another theory on it? I'll have to confess this is the best I can come up with at the present time, but I do wonder.
I just
wonder
about
Beis Einu, yeah. Beis, Stereo, Tau, Remember, it gets the bias gets the constant form before the suffix.
Did you make the plural here?
Oh, I made the plural.
Oh, I see. Okay, that is it. Oh, that's right. Our houses need to put our own house. Our houses. Okay, that's what happened. Yeah, that would be fine. If you had plural for houses, that'd be fine. So what does that work out to be? Bathing? That'd be Bathing. Yeah, that's fine. No problem there. So you had Bathing or Bathing. Well, I put L there to our houses, or you could put L perhaps, but it's since it's directional. Going is directional for L. Okay, well, I'll have to see what we'll find out about that one. It just doesn't give us the right information here, so I may have to check some other books on this. I'll have to look. See, it's not enough just to find another instance in which you have some basic structure happening to that verb also, to find out how that verb is going to take its object and whether. Yes. Exactly. Exactly. Hmm. There may be another verb involved too, as far as how somebody does that. It almost seems like we had a command a verb like that. Maybe that's what we should have done, is use the command.
He takes
loops. Yeah.
He
Or Sha'al. That's what somebody else was willing to all ask them to do.
Put it somewhere else.
Hmm.
So, I think we're
kind of. Yeah, so then you could use old thumb there. And now I see why I did that. And you can use old thumb and then just use it. And now this is the adjective. That'd be a way to avoid the problem. Well, I'll have to check that. I'm not sure if I can find an answer. Last time in the classroom, you just ran over that thing. Worry about it. That was hard enough. This will be
Well, you could always just
But the only thing I can do maybe is see what the other books said about it in the construct.
Well, once we get the Greek program, we're just going to go to that word.
Yeah, that's the thing we really need.
Brother comes in, please take care and tell him to hang on. Thank you.